ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter number 1 and Text number 43. Tam Sarva Bhuta Atma Bhutam Prashantam Samadarshanam Bhagavat Tejasa Sprashtam Na akshanot ashaknot hantum udyamai tam sarvabhutatma bhutam prashantam samadarshanam bhagavat tejasa sprashtam Nashaknodvatum ambudyamaihi Tam sarvabhutatma bhutam Prashantam samadarshanam Bhagavat tejasas prashtam Nashaknodvatum ambudyamaihi Tam sarvabhutatma bhutam Prashantam samadarshanam Bhagavat tejasas prashtam Nashakno duttam utudyamai Mothers, Tam, him, sarva bhutatma bhutam, the soul in all entities, prashantam, peaceful and without hatred, etc. Samadarshanam, equal to everyone, bhagavat tejasa, with the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprastam, protected, na, not, ashaknot, was able, hantum, to kill, udyamaihi, by great attempts and various weapons. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Lord, the Supersoul of all living entities, is sober, peaceful and equal to everyone. Since the great devotee Prahlad was protected by the Lord's potency, Hiranyakashipu was unable to kill him in spite of endeavoring to do so in various ways. In this verse, the word Sarva Bhutatma Bhutam is very significant. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Raddeshi Arjantishtati. The Lord is equally situated in the core of everyone's heart. Thus, He cannot be envious of anyone or friendly to anyone. For Him, everyone is the same. Although He is sometimes seen to punish someone, this is exactly like the father's punishing a child for the child's welfare. The Supreme Lord's punishment is also a manifestation of the Lord's equality. Therefore, the Lord is described as Prashantam Samadarshanam. Although the Lord has to execute His will properly, He is equipoised in all circumstances. He is equally disposed towards everyone. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The previous verses which didn't have purport, but we must read in order to get the prelude of this particular verse. Number 38. Ashapan kupita evam yuvam vasam cha chahartha rajastamobhyam rahite padamule madudvishaha papishtham asurim yonim balishav yatmamashvatah. Thus checked by the doorkeepers Jay and Vijay, Sanandana and the other great sages very angrily cursed them. You two foolish doorkeepers, they said, being agitated by the material qualities of passion and ignorance, you are unfit to live at the shelter of the Madhudvisha's lotus feet, which are free from such modes. It would be better for you to go immediately to material world and take your birth in a family of most sinful asuras. While Jay and Vijay, thus cursed by the sages, were falling to the material world, they were addressed as follows by the same sages, who were very kind to them. O doorkeepers, after their three births, you will be able to return to your positions in Vaikuntha, for then the duration of the curse will have ended. These two associates of Lord Jaya and Vijaya later descended to the material world, taking birth as two sons of Diti, Hiranyakashipu being the elder and Hiranyaksha the younger. They were very much respected by Daityas and Danavas, the demoniac species. Appearing as Nrisingadev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Hari killed Hiranyakashipu. When the Lord delivered the planet Earth, which had fallen into the garbh of the ocean, Hiranyaksha tried to hinder him, and then the Lord as Varaha killed Hiranyaksha. Lord Varaha's appearance is today. Balavara Devaki Jaya. Desiring to kill his son Prahlad, who was great devotee of Lord Vishnu, Hiranyakashipu tortured him in many ways. And today's verse is that the Lord, the super soul of all living entities, is sober, peaceful and equal to everyone. Since the great devotee Prahlad was protected by the Lord's potency, Hiranyakashipu was unable to kill him in spite of endeavoring to do so in various ways. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, in his expansion as Paramatma, is spread out everywhere. He is Sarva Bhutatma Bhutam. He is the chief entity amongst the all living entities. And he facilitates the individual desires of all the living entities. Yet he remains obscure to living entities' vision. Nonetheless, his position is never to be checked, neither challenged, or cannot be equated even. So, the unique position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is sustaining the entire existence, both spiritual as well as temporary material, both have to be credited to the mercy of the Lord. So, how a totally merciful Lord can be partial to anyone? This vision of partiality exists only where there is duality existence. Duality means sat and asat. So therefore we are advised to see through the eyes of uniformity by distinguishing between sat and asat. Na sato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate asat. Ubhayor api drashto anta tatta darshibhi. The seekers of truth always resort to the matter. This is eternal in nature. Because for the eternal there is no cessation, and for the which is asat or temporary, there is no endurance. So, with this definition, we are told to look everything in respect of spiritual realm. Whenever the Lord is involved directly or indirectly, that is the nature. Why he is involved indirectly? Because he is Swarat. He is independent. That the very first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra, which has been explained as the core definition in Srimad Bhagavatam as the Supreme Absolute Truth, is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And it is said then itaras chase abhigya swarat. He is abhigya means knowledgeable, perfectly knowledgeable directly or indirectly. Directly or indirectly. So we see his expansions up to the Paramatma level. He will be completely knowledgeable through this agency directly, but we see as indirectly. Because we are similar living entities, seems to be little bigger size than Paramatma. But not by evolution. Because Paramatma is sitting in the heart of an Atma. So naturally, Atma is supposed to be bigger than Paramatma. Does it make sense? No. But regardless, that is a way of looking that we are trained to. Because nirastakuhakam satyam param dhimahi. Nirastakuhakam is the word which is applied by Vyasadeva to indicate that he is completely independent. There is no superior or equal to him. And he is the absolute truth. Therefore, nothing is equal or superior to him. So therefore, the Vedanta Sutra in conjunction with the other corollary definition of the absolute truth can be also found in the same line like Shvetashvatara Upanishad and others. It says definitely, then for him there is nobody superior or equal to. Prabhupada says this is the definition of asamurdhva. Asama means nobody is equal. Urdhva means superior to. What is that verse? It said, Nachata samasam abhi adhikachya drashyate parasha shaktir vividhiya sruyate swabhaviki jnana balakriyacha. There is nobody equal or greater than. And therefore the definition is para. The supreme means there should not be anybody equal to or greater than him. So, Prahlad Maharaj was protected by the source of everything. And one who is protected by the mercy of the Lord, nobody can destroy him. No force on the earth. Can you imagine the demoniac force that is witnessed in daily news throughout the world has been ever been in comparison to Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu? No. So, rest assured, devotees who have taken the shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord cannot be checked by any material inferior situations arising. This is the only hope, and this is the only way. Prabhupada expressed this very, very clearly. In the beginning, they will ignore you. Then, when still you are being noticed, then you will be checked, or they will persecute you. At last they will execute you. But nonetheless, they can never defeat you. There is impossibility to defeat the devotee. Anybody and everybody can claim to be a devotee. But it is ultimately in the hand of the Lord People are fighting in the name of religion. They think they are religious because of they believe in the protection of the Supreme Lord or in the promises that the Lord has given to them. Some religions profess that they will have, if they sacrifice their life, they will go automatically to heaven. Even in the Vedic times, the Kshatriyas who fight in a battle, he will be automatically promoted to the heaven. But this promotion to heaven is not spiritual. This promotion is not spiritual. Promotion to heavenly planets means, yes, you will be facing more difficulty there. Because the opposition has been started right from the very beginning, on the onset of creation of the material world. Material world has been created in the atmosphere of opposition. And sometimes, to show the equality, the Lord favors the demigods or sometimes demons. But demons have never an everlasting rule because Krishna himself comes and re-establishes the principles of religion. So the idea is that the balance is in the hand of Krishna. Protection is in the hand of Krishna. Favor is in the hand of Lord Krishna. So therefore a devotee is aloof from, you know, looking from that angle of vision. Oh, this is right, this is wrong. But as far as Vaishnavism is concerned, a behavior of Vaishnavism is the behavior of Vaikuntha, where our vision is developed through the eyes of equanimity. We have to cultivate this eyes of equanimity. The equal vision is described that see the hand of Paramatma, see the Paramatma feature in every living entity. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankshati samat sarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate puram. This is the primary footstep to enter into the realm of spirituality. This is very important. And only through cultivating the Vaishnava culture, we develop that. A Vaishnava culture can nothing but do, but bring inauspiciousness. But at the same time, if we are pure Vaishnava, having taken shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, then we are told, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Bhikjanina Bhujiya. The activities of Mahabhagavatas should never be misunderstood or should not be taken as trivial. If we want to understand that everybody in front of us is to be respected because that is the demand of Vaishnava culture, so we will not have any personal motivation. We should not have any personal agenda because that is crossing the boundary. Otherwise, how Srila Prabhupada put up that cardinal principle of existence in this worldwide movement, that because he is the central focus point, we have to love him in the sense that he captures our heart. He has captured the heart of the second generation, third generation, and because of that spirituality, and he has invested the full shelter of the lotus feet. We understand that he is our point of meditation, always there. So if you love him, then we have no other choice but to cooperate. Now somebody may argue, cooperation is not a one-way street. Co means two. Co means two. So, positive and negative both will be existing together. But how to reconcile, how to put ourselves into living in a Vaishnava culture is to absorb all the inconveniences, but with firm faith, you know, we have to, without any complaint, try to develop the cooperative spirit. A devotee who has put aside all the complaints in his life has a character to understand that he has taken shelter of the Lord. But sometimes we also see people who are expert in such behavior, showing from outside as if very tolerant, but inside is boiling. Then where is the protection of the Lord? He will lose the protection of the Lord. So sometimes it so happens that situation arises and it blows up right on the face. So, prashantam samadarshanam, the word it is used here, that is the nature of the Lord. Prashantam means always try to stay in the mode of goodness, which is bringing us the result of prashantam. And only in evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogatah bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. This is the most basic foundational point of acting in Krishna consciousness is prasantam state. So the idea is that Vaishnava character affords us to put ourselves into this particular situation that is essential to progress in spiritual life. The rest is nothing but obstacle. We create, sometimes we say, oh, everything is running smoothly, but then things are not conducive. Supreme Lord's punishment is also a manifestation of Lord's equality. In material conflict, when one party stresses something on the other, we don't see in the terms of equality. And we are told that we should not see this because our senses are imperfect. We should not rely upon this. But nonetheless, we have to see through the eyes of Shastra that here our aim is to progress in spiritual life, and we have to avoid as far as possible all the uninviting circumstances. So, although the Lord has to execute His will properly, He is equipoised. Whenever He desires that, no, even the demigods have to be punished. To many times, like Indra and others have been punished. He will properly, He is equipoised in all circumstances. And in this way, He can do favor and disfavor. I think it is in Mahabharata that on the onset of creation, I heard from Radhanath Swami once, long, long time back, even before Bhagavatam was under, publication. It said, a very amusing story, I don't know the source of it, but it said, when the onset of creation, Lord Brahma had five heads, and so Lord Shiva had five heads. But Lord Shiva is the direct transformation, empowerment of the Lord. He's the Lord Himself, but, So, in the material world, the description is that, how come Brahma has five heads like me? So he took his trident and chopped off one. So Brahma has four now. But Brahma took as an insult and something. And there was quarrel. On the onset of creation, it started with quarrel. The quarrel has to be, satisfied. So they went to Lord Vishnu. Krishna said, aha, you should not take this quarrel on your heads. Why don't you distribute to your subordinates? Make it equal, half-half. Distribute to your subordinates. So, and one time I will favor him, other times not. So this was the situation. So, in the present context of what we learn, that why, even though he is the first Pandava, Karna was supposed to be disfavored by Krishna, while Arjun was to be favored. So that prowess in the head of fifth head of Brahma was to be distributed equally. That, you are also to be blamed, but you are also right, because you are involved. Material world is a place of involvement, willful indulgence. And that creates karma. And karma can also create vikarma. So this is all sequential. So when both of them distributed that hand, this time, one portion went to sun god, other went to Indra. Now Indra's son, his prowess is to be favored, so that was Arjun, and Karna was not favored. Nonetheless, they also knew that yes, we will be favored, but they did not act in contrary to the Lord's desire. So ultimately we see this is the way the balance is done. Otherwise, this material world is nothing, a place of quarrel and dissension, hypocrisy and quarrel. So the point is that somehow or another we have to focus. Devotees, when something contrary, unpleasant happens, they withdraw and try to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. They go a little bit in seclusion They may be doing some introspection. There will be also sometimes see the pros and cons and this and that. But nonetheless, we should be communicating with Paramatma, sitting in our heart during that time. And we try to do as a service to the Lord in the best capacity without anticipation of the result. Whether a good result will come, a bad result will come, you know, rest on Krishna. Those who have responsibilities, they also have to result ultimately on the same thing. So, cultivation of Vaishnava character should never be forgotten at any time. It should be resolved with all diligence and keeping in mind, then things have to be no doubt rectified, but at the same time, my way is not the highway. We have to keep in mind. So, when the big demons could not harm the devotee, in any circumstances, the devotees are always protected. Rest assured, thank you very much. Glory to Srila Prabhupada. Anybody has any question? Please, I have a question on the principles only.
You were saying that quarrel is there from the beginning of creation, but generally we think Kali Yuga is the age of quarrel. Mm-hmm. So
the quarrel will penetrate amongst the devotees too. Whoever has material body will be affected, but still the soul has to be protected through chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So you're saying, you know, we would think that quarrel is, you know, is much more prominent in Kali Yuga, but it's always there. Your point is that it's been there from the beginning.
Yes. Time. But because it is material world, even in Satya Yuga, more incarnations have come than in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga has no incarnation as a scheduled incarnation. We are unable to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His personal feature. It is extremely difficult. You know? So, and it is said that people of Kali Yuga will, not only trivialize, but will make Him again common man. How many people are understanding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be Supreme Personality of Godhead? In North India, nobody. He is a bhakta. But nonetheless, chanting is spreading like a wildfire, because that is the only resort. It is only solace giving to the problems. Nature of material world is composed of dual thing, duality. Duality means opposing each other, means quarrel. When two people are fighting, it's called duel. Right? It's called duel. When two are involved, opposing natures. And the Lord is sitting in both of them's heart, facilitating to fulfill their so-called desire and make them more entangled and degrade. He is not interested in degradation of his devotees. So this nature of equality has to be cultivated. Last year we had a theme of unity in diversity. Diversity means many are involved. Dualism means only two people are involved. But many. But still we are supposed to see in diversification. Kali Yuga means more diversified. Satya Yuga means more unified. Prahlad Maharaj, please comment. Yeah, next to you.
What's that?
Please comment.
Comment?
Yeah.
Well, I think you gave a nice comment. I don't really have that much to add. As soon as there is lust, as soon as one forgets Krishna, they'll have to be looking around for something in the material world to enjoy. And as soon as we're looking around for something to enjoy, someone probably is going to see the same object to enjoy also. And when there's lust developing in two people's hearts for the same object, obviously there's going to be anger if one gets it and the other doesn't.
Yes.
So automatically the material world means quarrel. But as you said, it may be more prominent in this age than it is in Satya Yuga. But we can see, look at Daksha. Mm. The Daksha Yaga wasn't exactly the most peaceful yaga that was performed in the universe so far. And that was not in Kali Yuga, it was the beginning of the creation also. So.
Why should devotee want to remain as a demigod? Rather, a devotee is more than a demigod. That's exactly the character of Prahlad Maharaj has been described in the later chapter. When everybody failed to pacify angry Nrisingadeva, he was the only one, and Brahma knew it. Brahma said, "Prahlad, Prahlad, you go. He came to save you." And Prahlad was equipoised. He didn't have anything. He was ready with the garland. First of all, he fell at the lotus feet of the Lord. And no demigods fell at the lotus feet of the Lord. They simply eulogize in high, high choice poetry. Prabhupada said, "Look, Prahlad is the leader of all the demigods." Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarva gunai tatra samasate suraha harava abhaktasya kuto mahadguna manorathena asati dhavato bahi. One's whose devotional service is akinchana. Akinchana means kichu nai. Nothing belongs to him. How come one who is exhausted yet performing wonderful activities, materially exhausted but yet wonderfully acting for devotional service, he can ever be attached to something? So, yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarva gunai tatra samasate suraha. All the good qualities of all the demigods will reside in his embodiment. On the other behalf, harava abhaktasya kuto mahatguna. Those who are virtually not devotees, or one who has not developed the good qualities of a devotee, or one who has not tasted those qualities, even in little amount, what good qualities, mahadguna, will be ever superior to those an exhausted devotee who has surrendered. Because he is manorathena asati dhavato bhai. Manoratha means he is riding on a mental platform. Asati in asat means again impermanent solution, temporary patchwork, or just to simply fulfill one's desire. Dhavatu bahi. Bahi means again away from Krishna, away from the reality. Our intention is to serve Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada's program, Prabhupada's directions, Prabhupada's what he wants. You know? And we have to respect Prabhupada and those who served him personally. So this is where Prahlad Maharaj has been glorified, because he was not envious of his father, but nonetheless he was respectful to great demigods too. So respect was equally given. Otherwise, how could Prahlad Maharaj ask Narsingadev to liberate his father if he is not attached to his father? But this is spiritual attachment, not material attachment. So this point of prashantam samadarshanam, prashantam means prasannatma plus he is quiet, cool, Mr. Cool, quiet. He's not a vocative person, one who has acquired internal peace is prashantam, because he has nobody to think other than Lord Krishna. Also Prabhupada that way. So that is Krishna's nature. At that time, at that level, one can see the Lord as his master. Any other questions, comments, please? I don't know, these verses are there. I was told 4 days back, ended up talking. Jai Jagat Gosvami Prabhupada ki.